Hello, P. No BS. Look, I almost did it. Hello, no BS. How is everybody today? I'm Coach Kathy. Welcome to day number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that right? Let's see. I'm going to check. Day number 5 of the coach's 21-day basics challenge. So we are here with you for 12 days, and then you get Corinne for the remaining 9. So how cool is that, right? You can hear me and see me. That is beautiful. The amazing and fabulous Vern Rouser is going to be in the chat. I see her, and she's going to give me any questions that you all have about the Kathy Method. Today, we are going to talk about the Kathy Method. So I'm very curious if there's anybody in the chat or in the group here who has tried the Kathy Method. So anybody who already knows what it is, people who are like, what's the Kathy Method? I see that a lot. And we're going to talk about it as it relates to the doable hunger method. So you all are very familiar with the terminology of the hunger scale, right? We have super simplified the hunger scale. We now call it the doable hunger method. Okay? So the doable hunger method takes all that calculation and all that, you know, that streamlining, you know, where's my two and all that kind of stuff, and it boils it down to 2 very simple questions. The first question is, am I hungry? And the second question is, have I had enough? That's it. Simplified yes or no answers, right? So if you ask yourself these questions every time you think you're hungry and every time you are eating, then you're really going to nail in on overeating and on figuring out how much food that you really need, right? So when you think you're hungry, you just ask yourself, am I hungry? Right? It's that easy. The answer is simple, yes or no. If your answer is, well, I'm not sure, guess what? It's a no. Wait 15 minutes and ask yourself again. Simple, easy. While you're eating, as you start to slow down, as you start to think, I wonder if that's enough, ask yourself, have I had enough? Right? That's it. Answer is yes or no. Binary. How, you know, super simple. If it's, I don't know, then you try the Kathy Method. All right. So the Kathy Method is something that I came up with on a coaching call, and y'all, it grew legs. There are so many people that have tried it and so many people that have gained so much awareness about how much they're eating and how much they're overeating. So here's what it is. You serve up your regular portion of food. Get your plate out, serve it up. Whatever it is you have planned, put it on the plate. You go to the table. You have your little pencil, little piece of paper next to you. You eat half of your plate, just half. Then you wait 10 minutes, okay? The reason you wait 10 minutes is because, think about it, the food you swallow has to work its way down your tubing, your esophagus, to your stomach. Your stomach has to recognize that it's there, send a signal to your brain to see if you need more. It's going to take about 10, 15 minutes, right? So as you are waiting that 10 minutes, you're doing a body scan. You're thinking, how does my head feel? How does my stomach feel? What am I thinking about right now? Am I pushed away from the table? Am I burping? Is my mouth salivating? You're really starting to tie in to your physical body and how it feels when you've had enough. Okay, so let's say you decide, yeah, I'm done. You've left half your food behind. You get to either throw it away. You get to either put it back in the fridge. You get to save it for later, whatever it is. Okay? Easy peasy, right? So then, after, if you haven't had enough, if you've decided you could use some more, you're not quite there yet, you eat half again, and you go through the same process. So you take 10 minutes, you pause, you wait for that food to hit your belly and that signal to go to your brain, and you write down all of your physical sensations. Okay? You may finish your meal and you may not. Either is fine as long as you are paying attention. That's what the Kathy Method does for you. It gives you the ability to tune into how much food your body needs for that meal. Now, remember, it could vary from meal to meal by a little bit, and that's okay. It's never going to be an exact science. You just need to pay attention, and that's what the Kathy Method does for you. It gets you paying attention. So once you know you've had enough, you stop eating. You might leave behind more than you expect. I bet that's happened to a few people. And you just get really curious. You watch yourself think about how much you're eating and how much you need to have left. So I'm going to take some questions. I see there's a few questions out there. And then I'm going to give you, I bet you can guess what your call to action is today. Bet you can guess what today's challenge is, can't you? Where's my mouse? Here we go. Let's see. Do you find that you are hungry later on if you don't finish the meal after a 10-minute push away? Sometimes. But you know you've gotten it right if you're hungry like 4 hours later. But what's the, you know, here's the thing. All right. This is all experimentation. Let's say you cut a little short and you were a little short of enough and you got hungry 2.5 or 3 hours later. Guess what? You eat what you have on your plan, right? You plan it. You know, if you've planned a snack, eat what you have on your plan. Carmelita says this sounds scary. Why is it scary? That's what you need to look at. Okay. Why is it scary to tune into your body to see if you actually have had enough? Where am I? Okay. What are those questions again? So when you do your body scan, I'm guessing that's what you mean. When you do your body scan, just ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? How does my stomach feel? How does my throat feel? Am I salivating? Have I pushed away from the table? How's my breathing? All those kinds of things. You want to just really tune into what you are feeling in your body as you eat. Okay, this slows you down and it gets your brain to start looking at what's going on in your body so that you can decide if you've had enough. If you feel satisfied in that moment, but it doesn't hold you 3 to 4 hours, I answered that question. Should you eat a little more? Yeah, I would. Only if you feel satisfied, but it doesn't hold you 3 to 4 hours. Becky, what does doesn't hold you mean? If you are physically hungry after 3 to 4 hours, you've probably hit it just about right. Okay? But make sure it's physical hunger and not, I don't know if I didn't eat enough. I don't know if I did this right. I don't know, you know, all those things, okay? Make sure you're not, your brain is not trying to talk you into eating more. Make sure it's your body that's talking you into eating more, okay? How do you manage family questioning what you are doing, eating like that and leaving and just sitting there and waiting? You tell them what you're doing. Say, I am learning how to make sure I don't overeat anymore. That's what I'm doing. Because if they know you're losing weight, this is a perfect time to explain to them what you're doing. If they don't, just tell them, I don't want to overeat. I want to enjoy every bite. And I don't want to eat too much. I don't want to unbutton my pants tonight. Whatever it is you want to tell them. Okay? Do you consider yourself off plan if you have to go back after 2 hours and finish or eat more of the meal you pushed away? There are a lot of questions here worried you're not going to have enough, you guys. Isn't that interesting? If you ask yourself at the time, have I had enough? And the answer is yes, then the decision is made. Okay? So that's what I think is so interesting about these questions. You know, there's been 3 so far that have said, what if you decide it wasn't enough 2 hours later? Well, guess what? You go back to your plan and you have something on plan. but you have to be physically hungry. Remember, the Kathy method helps you figure out how you're going to slow down your eating and pay attention to how much you're eating. Okay? Seriously, y'all, if you want to lose weight, you have to start the overeating. And this is a great way to figure out how to determine if you've had enough. That's all it does. Okay? I'm sure one of the coaches is going to come behind me and help you figure out where hunger is. Okay? And help you figure out how to dial into your plan when you're hungry, whether you eat a snack, whether you pull out more of your meal. All right? We're talking about how to decide whether or not you've had enough. And once you say it's a yes, it's a yes. You get to decide that. Okay, what other questions? Any more questions? So there are a lot of people that have tried the Kathy method. Why are we so worried about our future food? Yeah, why are you, right? Why are you so worried about your future food? Nobody's going to take it from you, right? It's still going to be there. It's on your plan. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So when you have a question like that, why am I so worried about my future food? Answer it. Okay. See what your brain comes up with. If your brain is like, I don't know if it'll be here. I don't know if it'll be good. Then what's the problem? For a weight loss surgery gal, would it be closer to 4 or 5 bites versus half? Absolutely. Here's the thing. I came up with half very arbitrarily. That's what most people can use. For someone who is a weight loss surgery person, if you're serving up your regular amount, you're still going to eat half. It might be 4 to 5 bites, but I bet your regular amount is much smaller than someone who eats 3 meals a day. So just remember, don't overcomplicate this, you guys. It's serve up your regular meal, eat half, take 10 minutes, evaluate. That's it. Have I had enough? Is my body telling me I've had enough? Yes or no? If the answer is no, after 10 minutes, you do it again. Half again, pause 10 minutes, ask yourself, have I had enough? That's it. And you just keep doing it until the answer is yes. Make sure you like your reasons. Make sure they are based on what your body feels, not on what your brain is telling you. Because your brain is going to be all like, I don't know if this is enough. I don't know. We used to eat more. Your brain is going to try and talk you out of it. You listen to your body. Figure out what that body of yours is telling you. Do I have any suggestions about remembering to do the Kathy method? This is a great time to do the call to action. Okay? Every one of you listening to me on this challenge video needs to do the Kathy method sometime today. Okay? Either do it at lunch, dinner, I don't care. Snack, I don't care. When you've decided you're hungry, do the Kathy method. And I want to see either in the thread to this video, whether or not what you learned, or you can make a post in the main Facebook group. I would love to see what you're learning, because so many people, when they dial into figuring out, taking that pause, they dial into what their body is telling them, they realize they've been overeating. What do I tell myself if I'm feeling sad to leave food behind? Well, Kathleen, I ask myself, why am I sad? Is it because it tastes good? Is it because I'm not used to leaving food behind? Ask yourself why. You know, and then ask yourself, is that a good enough reason to overeat? And can I have this again? Okay, that's what I would do. I'd really dial into why you are sad to leave food behind. And y'all, this is super common. It is super common for people to realize that they don't like leaving food behind. You know, this is how I eat, right? So what you're doing is you're showing yourself that there's a different way to eat. There's a different way to think about how much you eat. And that's all that 10-minute pause does for you. It just gives you some time to get in your head to figure out whether or not you need more food. Let's see. Last night, I was still hungry after about an hour after dinner. I was worried that it was my brain that was hungry and not my body. How do I know which is which? Great question. I would journal about it. I would actually do a body scan. How does my head feel? How do my shoulders feel? How does my throat feel? How does my stomach feel? Okay, so do a body scan, physical body scan. Ask yourself all those questions. And then ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? Okay? So if your throat and your stomach and everything feels good, doesn't feel like, you know, there's no gnawing, there's no, you know, churning up of the juices or anything like that that usually indicate hunger, and it's your brain going, I think we're still hungry. You know, I sure would like some more to eat. Oh, there's Oreos in the pantry. Then you know it's brain hunger. It's hunger that your mind is trying to talk you into, rather than actual physical hunger. Does that help? Hope that helps. Helen's been using this routinely and it works for her. That's awesome. But I do it by leaving the other half on the counter. That's fine. What else you got? I've been noticing I don't think I'm satisfied, so I keep eating. 30 minutes later, I feel full. Oh, that's such a good point, Angela. Here's why we do the 10-minute pause. And I'll say this again. I said it once before, but in case you missed it, have you ever stopped when you thought you should stop and then 30 minutes later realized you'd overeaten? That's because it takes time for the food that you swallow to reach your stomach and for your stomach to signal your brain that you've had enough. That's why we take that pause. We're trying to avoid that 15 minutes later, oh my gosh, I've had too much to eat. So it gives you that pause to allow your brain and the hunger enough signals to catch up with what you've swallowed. Makes sense, right? Gosh, it makes sense. I've been noticed. Okay, so I got Angela's question. Anything else? Vern, you got anything else for me? I'm telling you, I see the Kathy method done all the time in the Facebook group. I see it on Instagram, people leaving food behind. Nothing makes me happier than to see you all leaving food behind because you're realizing that, you know, maybe I have been eating a little bit too much. Maybe I have been overeating. Because listen, I'm going to do some math. Y'all ready? I did this with one of my private clients yesterday. If you leave 2 bites behind at every meal and you're a 3-meal-a-day girl, that's 6 bites you've left behind in a day. And over a week's time, that's 42 bites you've left behind. That's at least 2 whole meals over a week's time. Isn't that crazy? Think about it. Just 2 bites each meal adds up to more than 2 meals the whole week. Think about it, right? This is why we do this work. This is what solves your weight loss. All right, you guys, that's it for today. I can't wait to see what you've learned. If we find that we are routinely leaving half, would we graduate to just serving half the amount? Yeah, that's perfect, because then you don't have to throw any away. But you still have to pay attention, because as you lose your weight, you're going to need less food. Okay, so every now and then you go in and you do this Kathy method again. You just recalibrate. Is this still what I want to do? Is this still how much I want to eat? Let's try again. Let's see. All right, that's it. I want to see these posts. I want to see the food you leave behind. I want to hear what you learn. Okay, you guys have a great day. I'll see you.